We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I am Jim, he's Greg, and it's time for Ask Greg. This segment of our show is brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Get into the playoff action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boosts to free bets, DraftKings has it all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN, and for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with their sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonuses comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each of them up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any NFL bets on DraftKings this weekend, Jim?
Have I made?
Yeah. Are you looking ahead to anything yet?
Not yet. Let's go off track a little bit. Who do you have anything you're interested in?
You know, looking at this weekend's set of games, the first thing I said was that I'll be really interested in watching the Ravens play. I just think they're so good, and it's going to be tough, I think, to beat them. But you look at the point spread at this point, and I just don't.
What is it?
Don't know. I'm looking right now. I'm trying to remember. Tennessee's plus 9.5. I just feel like that's a few too many points. I mean, Jim, Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill have just been Derrick Henry, I don't know if you got to see Texans Titans, but my goodness. Or Titans. Help me out here. Whoever they won against, I can't remember. But he just ran over people.
I did
people.
See the game, and I'm drawing a blank here also. But I've been using...
Patriots, duh. He was just unbelievable.
And what I've been using the word beast a lot lately. Pat Freiermuth in particular. Derrick Henry's a beast.
Right. He absolutely is.
He is a beast. All right, here we go. Winner of this week's segment with the best question, as determined by Greg, will get the free polo. And do not do what Dustin did last week. He called it a tie.
Oh,
well,
why?
It was actually my fault. There were two similar questions, so I asked them both together. He decided that was the best question, and we ended up giving out two shirts last week. All right. I should not have opened my mouth and said that. All right. Let's start with Curtis in Orfield, Pennsylvania. When Harbaugh was hired, I was worried. Greg, given his track record since that hire, should we hope he stays?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't know what the future of the Michigan program is, Jim. They were outplayed and outcoached in the second half of that bowl game, which ended to a loss. I don't see them ever taking the next step. But here's what I can tell you. Is that it's going to be pretty disgusting when Michigan's picked to finish ahead of Penn State again by the national media and even maybe some local media this year, because it happens every year no matter what Michigan does or doesn't do.
Well, I've learned my lesson on that. I just stopped worrying about it because it's now a trend. We see it every year, right. And guess what? They end up losing games they shouldn't lose. And if they ever had an opportunity to beat Alabama, this was the time.
Yep.
It was such a big game for them, would have been great for their resume, and they laid an egg again. All right, David from Shippensburg, in your opinion, did Penn State possibly add the nation's best tight end recruiting class and add that to the nation's best tight end room?
Say that one more time.
Did Penn State add the nation's best tight end recruiting class this year and add it to what is already the country's best tight end room?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I would say the answer, in my opinion, is yes. I mean, Pat Freiermuth, they lose Nick Bowers, but Pat Freiermuth, Brenton Strange. I think Brenton Strange could have played this year in a lot of places, but they let him build up some strength, and they got his feet wet in a couple of games, but for the most part, he redshirted. And so you have him, you have Zach Kuntz, who looks like he's put on some pounds, and now you have Theo Johnson, who looks like he's okay after that scary injury at the Under Armour All-American Bowl. He arrives on campus next week with 10 other early enrollees. So yeah, Jim, I would say that's a... The answer to that question is yes.
And didn't they bring in this other kid who was a quarterback?
I forgot about Tyler Warren. Yeah, you're right. Yep. From Atlee, Virginia, three-star kid who was a quarterback in high school. I don't know what his immediate outlook will be at Penn State, but certainly he'll have a role at some point.
All right. Speaking of tight ends, here's Mike from Coatesville. What's the chances of moving Zach Kuntz to wide receiver? 6'7", state champion, high hurdles, played wide receiver in high school. Looks like they'll be needing wide receivers.
I think slow, though. I think speed would be the issue there. I don't think that I don't know if he has the speed to play out there, but I would certainly hope Kirk Shiraka can find a way to get a 6'7 guy involved in the red zone, perhaps. I think that could be Zach Kuntz's future more than anything else.
All right. Next up, Steve from Chicago. Mr. Greg. I like the way he does it. Mr. Greg, a little respect. Good deal, Steve. Are there different recruiting rules for JUCO players? Can JUCO players enter the transfer portal?
Sure.
Keep up the great show.
Yeah, they absolutely can. You know, that's just the transfer portal has become this really tough thing for me to figure out, Jim. Because last year we saw so many Penn State guys go in it. This year we've only seen one guy go in it. Will more go into it? Will they find anyone in it? I guess let me just say this. To answer the question, yes, JUCO guys can go into the portal. As it relates to what Penn State should be looking for in the portal, I would say and I think you have to be careful with this, because if a guy's in the portal, there's a reason for it. You know, for every Jordan Stout you find, you're also going to find a Weston Carr, no offense, but he never got on the field. So I would look for a receiver, perhaps. Maybe bring somebody in who can add some spice to that room. Outside of that, though, maybe a punter. I'd look for a punter, too, in the portal, but I don't know what they need outside of that.
Well, the thing about bringing in Jordan Stout was, if you're a kicker, you're a kicker.
The Virginia Tech coaching staff should be fired for not finding a scholarship for that kid.
Oh, that definitely.
It's just astonishing.
But I think
we'll talk about things that grind your gears, Jim.
That is another one of them. But going into the portal means things didn't work out. Now, it could be just the nature of it, just personality clashes, anything like that. But it does mean that you didn't cut it at the one school. What makes it so convinced that it'll work out at another school?
Yep.
I think among those quarterbacks, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Jalen Hurts,
yep.
Justin Fields, them leaving. There can only be one guy on the field at the time.
Right.
You get that. It's obvious they can move on and do well elsewhere. But a lot of these other positions, I wish someone would do the statistics of how many guys just never ever come out of the portal, number one.
Yep.
Or number two, how many they go somewhere else and just get lost, and it never happens for them.
Right. Yeah, and that's the tough part of it. You get into a situation where you think the grass is going to be greener somewhere else, and maybe it won't be.
All right, let's move on. Next question, Mike in Lansdale. Greg, in this week's earlier podcast, and this was from a couple weeks ago, actually, this question, but I liked it. You mentioned that Ohio State really only had to worry about KJ Hamler.
Yeah.
Now we know Hamler is gone. On the current roster, and including any 2020 and 21 recruits, do you see anybody that Ohio State will have to worry about in the future?
You know, I think that for next year's matchup, they'll have to worry about all of the running backs. They will have to worry about Jahan Dotson, who I think is going to take a big step forward. But Pat Freiermuth, obviously, as well. But the one question I don't have an answer to is, who is going to be the receiver that steps up and replaces KJ Hamler's production? And how is Kirk Ciarrocca going to fix this, not fix this offense, but improve this offense to a place where it can compete for four quarters? But, you know, the biggest thing is Penn State needs to make sure Ohio State has to worry about its quarterback. And part of that will be not getting the quarterback hurt halfway through the season, as Penn State's experience with Trace McSorley in 2018 and Sean Clifford in 2019.
Well, and I'll tell you the one other thing that I'm looking forward to is just having a new set of eyes.
Yes.
It's not a diss to Ricky Ronnie to say going into next year, a little bit of what you see is what you get. It'll be interesting to have someone new coming in who obviously was successful at Minnesota. What he did, the game Minnesota-Penn State,
yep.
It was pretty obvious. Someone put together a heck of a game plan and executed it. And there's no doubt there was not as much talent on the Minnesota side of the ball as there was on the Penn State
yep.
side. All right. Great. Bill from Philadelphia asks, Greg, in past successful seasons, there's been more buzz around recruiting. Is there a concern that 2021 class has very little momentum? Also, if case, would you attribute that to coaching speculation, lack of recognizable stars?
No, to me, it's just the way the calendar is going to work now. Now the kids can take so we used to see Penn State get a lot of commitments in this time of year, January, February, March. Now it's going to be June, July, because guys are going to come on their official visits during the spring and the summer and then make a call after that. So it's not a lack of momentum. It's just no one's deciding right now because there's no reason to. Kids are going to wait until they take visits to decide. So, no, I don't see there's any issue with that. The only issue this class will have is if it doesn't get – some of the top players that they're looking at right now. They need one of those five-star quarterbacks, Caleb Williams or the Vandergriff kid, to commit. They can't lose out on Tony Grimes, the five-star corner from Virginia. They can't lose out on Landon Tangwall. I mean, they have to lock these guys down like they were supposed to do with Brissy and Fleming this past cycle.
And I'm glad you brought that up, the five stars from this past cycle. I think that has a lingering effect on Penn State fans. You know, where are those big, sexy names? And if they had yep. gotten those guys, as Bill says, there would have been momentum there going forward. All right, let's get in Justin from Tampa. With the perception of Penn State, and this again came a couple weeks ago before the bowl games, would the perception of Penn State football end better if they beat a bad team in the New Year's Six Bowl or lose a close one to a good team like in the Outback to Alabama?
It's 100% the New Year's Six Bowl. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Think about watching the playoffs and how many times you saw the highlights of the Penn State game on the screen or on the bottom line. I mean, that was a tremendous chance to get in front of a national audience. Penn State did that. What good does it do to lose a close game anytime, especially in the Rose Bowl, I guess you could say, held, but that was the New Year's Six Bowl. A close loss in the Outback Bowl does nothing for anyone.
Well, and I think the other point is, and again, Justin, I know your question came in a couple weeks ago, who would you rather be, Michigan that right. lost to Alabama,
yep.
and it was hardly a classic game, or in Penn State
Correct.
Shoes, having beat Memphis? I'll take the win. Real quick, do you have
a recruiting question? The second to last one that was asked about the 2021 class. I think a
okay,
lot of people
okay, that was Mike from
that.
Lansdale.
All right,
Mike, we'll be getting in contact with you. Greg, this was a fantastic week. We'll have Dustin sit out a couple more weeks. I enjoyed it.
Put him
had
back
lots
on the
of
shelf.
Fun.
That's right.
That's right. Anyway, that is it for our show. Join us again next week.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.